WCFW FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. This is 105.7 CFW.
There's a fire in my heart, a pounding in my brain, it's driving me crazy. We don't need to talk about it anymore. Yesterday is just a memory. Can we close the door? I just made one mistake. I didn't know what to say when you called me.
the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. It is going to be a hot, hot weekend. Be careful.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Yeah. it ever was. Same as 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 it ever was. Water dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water.
The 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. I'm Kurt Vollman in for Laura McKenna. Now, Laura will be back on Monday, and you're going to want to listen between 11 and noon for another Movie Monday. She's got movie reviews, behind-the-scenes stories, and latest reviews on Monday from 11 till noon on CFW.
Like resignation to the end.
What's coming up with Mike McKay in the morning?
Well, I guess we could all agree that we had quite a week. What will next week bring us? I don't know. We'll find out together. Make sure you catch me Monday morning. Is foul language good for us? We'll find out. Have a great weekend.
Mike McKay in the morning, weekday morning, 6 to 10 on 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
With Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Running through his front yard, you know he thinks he's a woman in the kitchen, clean up the evening slime. And he looks at her and says, hey darling, I can remember when you could stop a cloud. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America? Something to see, baby. Ain't that America? Home on the free, yeah. Little pink houses for you and me.
And more. 105.7
long way from here.
The 80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW. It's time to play Can You Guess? In the average lifetime, a person will breathe in about 44 pounds of what? 44 pounds of dust.
'90s and more. 105.7.
The 80s, 90s and more, 105.7 CFW. Well, in 1987, Here I Go Again by Whitesnake was number one in America, was all over the airwaves and on MTV, but the song was actually written in 1981 and released in 1982. It's Whitesnake on 105.7 CFW.
Searching for an answer.
your news, weather, sports, and the latest throughout the Chippewa Valley, check out 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap is where Chippewa Valley relies on the latest information to stay informed and up to date on what's happening in our area. For news, weather, and sports, 24 hours a day, rely on 93.5 The Tap.
Big deals.
105.7 CFW Big Deals is all your local favorites this summer. Chickadees, C&J Scoop Shop, Carl's Barbecue. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at wcfw.fm and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, take advantage of big savings on our gift certificates all summer long. Go to wcfw.fm, click the Big Deals banner, and feast on delicious savings with 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers have introduced a bill seeking to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. The public university system recently approved a 5% increase in tuition for next year, the third year in a row that tuition has increased. The proposed legislation would cap future tuition increases to no higher than the rate of inflation. It's the third time in recent years that Republican lawmakers have attempted to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. Tuition and fees make up over half of the system's yearly revenue. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced he will not be seeking a third term in the 2026 election. In a statement on Thursday, Governor Evers highlighted his dedication to promoting education during his time as governor, including using his partial veto power in the 2023-2025 biennial budget to extend school funding increases for the next 400 years. Governor Evers was first elected to state office as superintendent of public instruction in 2009. He was reelected to that position twice before running for governor in 2018. A former Rice Lake woman will go to trial on charges of felony homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle after entering a not guilty plea in Barron County Circuit Court. 56-year-old Patricia Cronquist is accused of passing vehicles in a construction zone on Highway 53 near Haugen last August, causing a fatal head-on collision that led to the death of 71-year-old Ira Luplau. A two-day trial was scheduled for November 24th at a hearing on Thursday. Cronquist is facing up to 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine if convicted. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has rejected the majority of the land Ridge Breeze Dairy requested for manure spread in Pierce County. Local residents have pushed back against the concentrated animal feeding operations' massive expansion project, expressing concerns about the environmental impacts of the farm adding nearly 5,000 cows to its herd. The factory farm had requested that 2,600 acres be approved for manure spread, but the DNR approved only about 600 due to erosion and soil loss concerns. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine from smoke, a high today in the mid-80s, little humid. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows dropping to the upper 60s, shower and storm chances return for the weekend. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s to 90. Right now it's 80.
CFW.
CFW.
Dragon Ball.